Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the real weekend on all the news you should know about. We're filling up your holiday weekend with plans. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and there's a Middlesworth chip-eating contest in Luzerne County. And we'll learn how Life Flights help hundreds of patients every month. It's Friday, November 28th. Let's get you up to date. Let's start off with Small Business Saturday, which is tomorrow. It's a day to celebrate local businesses across the country. Customers are encouraged to ditch Amazon, big box stores, and chains, you know, all the places you might be shopping for deals today, and shop local during the event. WVIA's Kat Bolus reports on what local shoppers can expect.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says Americans have spent over $200 billion at small businesses on the unofficial holiday. This year, Scranton Tomorrow hit a milestone. 55 businesses will participate in its downtown Scranton event. Business Development Director Liz Baldy says that's the most that have ever joined Small Business Saturday.
Just signifies how much downtown has grown truly and how everybody really does. They see the value in participating.
The businesses offer discounts and deals. Neighborhood champions like Scranton Tomorrow bring it all together. The Greater Wyoming Valley Chamber of Commerce and the Diamond City Partnership together are Wilkes-Barre's neighborhood champion. The chamber promotes the businesses. And the Holiday Vendor Market, which will be held in the bank downtown lobby on West Market Street. Here's Director Ahmed Ali.
They are the backbone of like our economy, our community, even our region. And the cool thing about that is they reinvest back into the local community.
Baldy says Small Business Saturday has become the most meaningful day of the year for local businesses. I'm Kat Bolus, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Now here's something else happening tomorrow. The Middlesworth Potato Chip Eating Contest in Luzerne County. Albert Martino created the event, which is now a 10-year tradition held every Thanksgiving weekend.
Usually they let us know if they want barbecue or plain chips. Then pretty much we have everything set up on the table at Sabatini's. And then people have 5 minutes to eat however many chips they can.
The contest will be held at Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The competition is sold out, but anyone can stop by and watch. For more details, look for this story at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. Now we'll shift gears for some political news. Governor Josh Shapiro has joined 20 other states in another lawsuit against the Trump administration. As Tom Reese reports for WVIA, the latest fight centers on anti-homelessness funding.
Shapiro and other plaintiffs argue that a new federal grant process punishes states that don't fall in line with Trump on certain policies, like not banning tent sites or offering housing initiatives for LGBTQ people. Shapiro says that and other changes will make it harder for Pennsylvania to use federal funds for permanent housing and rental assistance. At risk is more than $100 million for local projects throughout the state, including $17 million in Pittsburgh. The suit contends that changes could result in more people living on the streets, which would strain health systems and law enforcement. Shapiro's office cites federal figures that show more than 1,000 Pennsylvania children entered the foster system last year as a result of homelessness, and it warns that number could increase. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. Back specifically in our region now. Geisinger Life Flight 3 recently celebrated 1 year at its new hangar. It was built from the ground up with COVID-19 grants. The team works with Geisinger's Life Flight bases across the region to transport more than 400 patients each month by ground and through air. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from the hangar at the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport.
An alarm rings. A dispatch call comes through the hangar's loudspeaker. Red Lines prepares for a flurry of activity. He's Life Flight 3's base manager at the airport.
On average, from the time that we get the dispatch till the time that we're off the ground on the way to the call is 15 minutes or less.
Pilot Brian Enderis turns down the dispatch request. There was ice in the atmosphere that made it too dangerous to fly.
You know, we hire very experienced pilots, and we tell them all the time we don't pay them for their ability to fly or say yes. We hire them for their ability to say when it's not safe to go.
Lyons says their job is to move critically ill or injured people from one facility to another, not just from one hospital to another.
But continue that critical care and hopefully improve on their condition and their situation before we get them to the destination.
A Life Flight helicopter crew consists of the pilot, a nurse, and a paramedic. Kevin Reinheimer is a flight nurse.
So we have to do everything on our own. You do what we would do in a hospital with various resources, in an aircraft with limited resources.
But despite the high stakes, Reinheimer and the rest of his crew find the job very rewarding. At the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
So, how are we feeling? Other than still full from yesterday's meal, I hope you're feeling all caught up and ready for the rest of the weekend. Find more stories like this at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll be off on Monday, but Lydia McFarlane will be here, so make sure you subscribe and tune in. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.